Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
It is a back to work Tuesday, not just around our community, but everywhere, including Washington, D.C., where it's a new Congress. It's the year after a very partisan midterm election. And so that's why the president wants to really tout bipartisanship. Joining us right now to talk about how he's going to be doing that, White House correspondent Karen Travers from ABC News. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year.
And to you as well. A new year, sort of a new look and feel around Washington, D.C. As the president really takes to the road to talk about bipartisanship and things that have been accomplished already.
Yeah, you know, and it's really notable that first, you know, you've got the White House and members of the administration hitting the ground running in 2023 and trying to highlight a bipartisan economic agenda. And, you know, I think it's no surprise they want to talk about the accomplishments of the administration to date and lay out what they would like to do going forward with the new Republican-controlled House and what they think that they can still do. But look at who he's going to do this with. The president tomorrow will be traveling to the greater Cincinnati area on the Kentucky side of the river, and he'll be joined by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He'll also be joined by Republican Governor of Ohio Mike DeWine, and they'll be talking about infrastructure because there is a very large bridge, a critical bridge connecting Ohio and Kentucky that is in desperate need of repairs and revitalization. And that bridge is going to get fixed with money from the bipartisan infrastructure law. So this is so significant for that area that you're going to have Republicans and Democrats joining the president to talk about this. And, you know, last night the president came back to Washington after his vacation and was asked why it was important to do this event with McConnell, because it is notable that you've got the House being taken over by Republicans today. Mm-hmm. A lot of chaos that we can get to on that in terms of the drama of Kevin McCarthy taking over as Speaker. But he and McConnell doing this display of bipartisanship. And he kind of brushed it off and said, you know, too much is being made of this, saying everyone's talking about how significant it is. They've been friends for a long time. He said there's nothing unusual about it. And here's the quote. He said, "It's a giant bridge, man. It's a lot of money. It's important."
Well, yeah. And, you know, that bridge is sort of symbolic, too. I mean, if you really want to carry it to that extent, you know, the bridging the gap between the two parties, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think you will hear the president talk about that, too.
Sure.
I think, you know, you can use that bridge for symbolic and literal. I mean, you can hear, imagine him saying literally, not figuratively.
Yeah.
We're standing here at a bridge that is collapsing. And we also want to build a bridge between the parties and all of that. I mean, it's perfect symbolism for the president. It is a bridge that is very much in need of the repairs. And the money is coming from the federal government. Mitch McConnell has been a very critical part of getting the infrastructure law, getting Republicans on board with this. And it's kind of, you know, one of those perfect pieces of legislation for the White House to be able to go out and say, you know, this is federal money that is going to communities, not just Democratic communities, but Republican areas as well.
You mentioned the chaos going on over in the House with the election of the House leader, the Speaker. It will be Kevin McCarthy in the end, won't it?
You know, I have learned in my many years in Washington to not make any predictions.
Smart lady.
Anymore.
Yeah.
I think in politics, we have all learned our lessons in the last 5 to 7 years of anything. I will say this, that, you know, it has been a century since someone has lost in the first round of voting for House Speaker. This usually does not have so much drama. If Kevin McCarthy doesn't get the votes, they just keep voting. That's what they have said they will do. They vote again, they vote again. And, you know, notably, the House can't start legislating until they pick a speaker.
Yeah.
They're essentially frozen. Like, you can't do anything. It's not, you know, when you have a meeting, like, well, we haven't gaveled into the meeting. We'll just keep doing the business of the meeting. Like, they can't do anything. And, you know, we'll see then how they come to an agreement, if anything, or if McCarthy digs in and just says, no, I'm going to keep pushing on this. Just to give you a sense of the numbers quickly before we go, you know, he can only lose 4 Republicans if everyone shows up for the vote today. 5 conservative Republicans have already made it clear they do not support him. Another 9 are on the fence.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we'll see. A lot of drama indeed. Hey, appreciate
it's
the analysis.
Day.
Thanks. Thanks, Karen. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too.